The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk. It's a Friday, so what else will we be looking at this evening? My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Good.
Good, man. What do you make of Dundalk tonight?
Quite a card, to be fair. The 8:15 lights up proceedings and the 8:45 has got a few old regulars, but the rest of it looks a really, really tough card. I haven't got a great opinion there tonight. Probably might just have one bet, but that'll be stretching it.
Okay. Well, you can tell us which one that is as we go along the card this evening. Say again?
It'll be in the last race.
Right, okay. There you go. There's a clue. The first race, though, is the 6:15, which is an EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. And a tricky start to the card, Andy, because there's not much form on offer here. So which one would you side with?
Yeah, I'm just going to play it quite straightforward here. Horse I've tipped a couple of times and he's run quite well, actually. Horse called Well Done Me. Regular podcasters will know that I've got a little bit of a soft spot for Brian Nolan's filly. Went with it a couple of starts ago and things went horrifically wrong as Colin Keane went for a run up the inside rail and unfortunately got the door slammed in his face. So that was a bit of a write-off. But I went with her again last time out and suggested she was a fair each-way bet against Zanira, and she pretty lived up to the billing with a good run, finishing second behind Mickey Halford's Charge. She got a bad draw that day as well, so she had to use up quite a bit of petrol to get competitive, whereas Zanira, of course, strongly fancied horse, was drawn on the inside and saved the ground. So actually, in the face of it, it was quite a decent run by this Moss Vale filly. She hasn't got a great draw again tonight, but because of her experience here at Dundalk, she might be able to edge across and get to the corner. I certainly don't think there's any Zanira in the race tonight. Mickey Halford, of course, has got another representative here in the shape of Belletta, a scorer, but she's dropping back down in trip from 7 furlongs. I'm not absolutely convinced she's a speedster. I think she's all about sort of stamina, but she's a bit one-paced. And even given that the Halford horses are in great form and she's got sexy figures, I'm not absolutely 100% sure 5 furlongs is going to be ideal for her. The rest of them obviously worth keeping an eye on in the market, particularly the unraced bunch. But the ones with form here at Dundalk, Well Done Me, probably just about sets the standard over this trip.
Okay, Well Done Me in the first race. The 6:45 is race 2 on the card. This is a handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. It's over 5 furlongs, and we have joint favourites this morning, Ability and Delivery, and High Empress both 4-1. Mr Bounty is 6s with Les Darcy. Best Be Careful, 8-1, 10-1 for Autumn Tide and Times in Anatevka, and then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. What are your thoughts on the second race, Andy?
Yeah, I think the draw often plays a huge advantage here, doesn't it? Or a significant role, anyway, in the results here at Dundalk. And with that in mind, I'm going to go with the inside draw here. Drawn in stall one, right around the inside on the paint, is Liz Darcy, a 3-year-old, trained by Patrick Flynn, who's run a couple of nice races here at Dundalk. His best one, of course, came last time out when he finished second to the well-gambled on a well-strongly-fancied Ask Dad. That was here a week ago. And I think that form looks okay. Ask Dad was a bit unlucky the next day when he went to follow up, but he got no run at all in the latter stages. So obviously that form hasn't exactly been endorsed or badly represented either way. But I think dropping back to 5 furlongs will be the key to this horse. He was definitely not quite seen out the trip here last time out. He was fading in the latter stages. So hopefully Framberry can just get a nice run around the end. There should be plenty of pace on here. We've got quite a few front runners in Enigma Code, Ability and Delivery, etc., etc., and it should play into the hands of a horse that gets slightly beyond 5 furlongs, which of course is Les Darcy. It's 6-1 with William Hill this morning. That looks an absolute massive each-way price.
Okay, nice each-way bet in the 6:45. Then on to the 7:15 next, race 3 on the card, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile this time. 7 of them in the lineup for this one, Andy. Which ones have caught your attention so far?
Yeah, well, the one-way ticket to riches at the moment in maiden races is just to keep backing Mickey Halford's horses, and I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth here and select Great Dancer, who's had 3 starts, one of them on the all-weather, which came here last time out when he was noted doing some really good work in the latter stages of the race. And, of course, he ran in a period when Mickey Halford's horses weren't in the red-hot form that they are now. It was a decent run on the figures behind a horse who got plenty of experience here at Dundalk. And as I said, I do like the way he went through the line that day. He looks a powerful, strong stayer. And often you get at Dundalk with wild and windy conditions. So I think it will be there tonight. It's very exposed, Dundalk. Of course, the forecast is for low pressure in the area. You're going to get something. You're going to need something that definitely stays. And this horse does in spades. Obviously, there are one or two other horses of interest, with Solomon Northup, Craig's Pipes also having bits and bobs of form. Do keep your eye on the market for those. But the standard setup for the track is another Mickey Halford train runner, Great Dancer.
Great Dancer in the 7.15, then the 7.45 is race 4 on the card, and this is another handicap. This one's for horses rated 47 to 75, and it's over a mile, and Corker Hill heads the betting, was 5-1, now 4s at the top of the market. 5-1 for Almost Had It All, 8-1 for Political Policy, and 6 Silver Lane, and Alvar, and Shabra Emperor, 10-1 for Hillary, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Corker Hill, Andy, had been knocking on the door until she got off the mark over this course and distance in September. She got the better of Havelock Ellis in that race as well, and that form has been boosted subsequently. Do you see her as the one to beat here in what's a tricky race?
Yeah, it's the only negative would be the draw, although she overcame a modest draw the last day when she did beat the aforementioned Havelock Ellis in a decent time. I think if Rory Cleary can get Noel Lawless 4-year-old into a good position, like Derek McCormack did here last time out, then she's got every chance. She certainly went into that race in good form and she deserved to win. She's definitely going to have her supporters, but I'm going to go with the old lyric in the Adele song, Rolling in the Deep. Hopefully we're definitely going to be rolling in the deep here with this Almost Had It All. Another Patrick Flynn selection for me here tonight. And I like the way this horse shaped here last time out behind my horse. I selected a horse called Nadira, who followed up a win the previous week in fairly good fashion. And Thomas McCourt's charge is an excellent nick. So I think this filly did really well to chase that horse home. Certainly give it plenty to think about in the latter stages. I had about three heart attacks watching Nadira scrape home past this horse. And she's got a good draw again tonight. And noticeably, Patrick Flynn and the connections have decided to put the visor on. They just probably feel as though she needs a bit more of a bit of a willing kind of instrument in the latter stages, just to kind of get her to concentrate. Perhaps they felt as though she dossed around the other night. But either way, that's a good speed figure. It looked a decent race. She's got every chance of going well again from that inside draw. It's Almost Had It All. Hopefully, we're definitely going to be rolling in the deep.
Okay, good stuff. The 8.15 is the fifth race on the card. This is another handicap over a mile. And this one contains some real Dundalk specialists. Rummaging is the 11-4 market leader. 4-1 for Misty Lane. Equation of Time, 11-2. 6-1 for Antiquus. 7-1 for Strait of Zanzibar, and that's been nibbled from 8s. 7-1 for Dashwood. 10s for Banner Borsch. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. There's several of these, Andy, that like it round Dundalk. So which one do you pick in what's an exciting race?
Yeah, I've probably tipped every horse in this race at least once throughout my sort of tipping career at Dundalk. So it's going to pay me whichever one wins this if I go against it. But I'm going to have to stay loyal to Mickey Halford again with Rummaging, a horse that has just run himself into form in the last couple of weeks. And he's usually a reliable conveyance in any race he contests here at this track. He's got such a fine record. He absolutely adores it here. He's had 14 runs, 6 wins, 3 places. And all those ones that were out the frame were actually decent efforts, or they were runs off the back of layoffs. He's yet to run over a mile, which is really, really odd. You look at his run style, you say for all the world he's crying out for a mile. And yet Mickey Halford has resisted the temptation, or perhaps he's just felt as though he's best over 6 and 7. But the way he runs on in his races, he suggests an extra furlong would be ideal. And that was the case the other day when he was staying on very strongly behind Captain Joy in a very strongly run race. That's one of the fastest times I've got throughout the Dundalk campaign so far this season. And the race has already begun to work out quite well. Horses in behind have already shown a fair level of form. Whaley F, of course, the Mickey Halford horse, has won a couple of races subsequently. And obviously I went for Equation of Time here the last day, and I felt as though he should have at least got in the frame, and he ended up finishing 4th. So small sample sizes out of that race suggest that form is probably one of the best bits of form to stick on the right side of throughout the next week or two. So I'm not going to go against Rummaging. I'm going to predict that he will get the mile, and if he does, then hopefully he should go very close to winning that 8.15.
rummaging in the 8.15 then. The 8.45 is race 6 on the card. This is another handicap over a mile and a half this time, and it's for 3-year-olds and older. We have 11 of them in the lineup, and Hardstone heads the betting at 4-1. 6-1 for Shalaman. Witherhills is another one at 6s. 7-1 from 8s for Gretzky. 1 Diamond and Way Down South are both 7s. 8-1 for Waver. And then 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. A similar story here, Andy. I mean, there's several in here that have won at the course before. There's several in here with chances. So which one do you pick in the 8.45?
Yeah, I'm going to just keep it quite simple here. I'm not going to be trying too cute. I was really impressed with the way Gretzky won here the other day. He was largely unfancied, which was a bit of a surprise, really, because all his best form is here at Dundalk, particularly over a mile and a half, and it wasn't as if he'd been running badly on the turf either. And yet he was allowed to go off at a whooping 20-1. To be fair, he's still a decent enough price tonight. He beat Hardstone, Shalaman, Witherhills, fairly fair and square, and although obviously slightly worse off in the weights. It's always dangerous to disregard Gretzky in a race like this. He wants a strong pace, which he should get. He stays really well. Very strong in the lane here at Dundalk. And, he's a kind of horse that's gone back-to-back before as well. So while he's in good form, I'm going to stick with the obvious one, Gretzky each way.
Okay, Gretzky to confirm form with several others in the race then there. And the 9.15 is the final race at Dundalk this evening. We finish with a handicap for 3-year-olds and older rated 47-65. This one's over the extended mile and a quarter. And Havelock Ellis and Victor's Beach are both 7-2. Joint favourites this morning. 6-1 for Steins. Christie's Call is 7s. Claire Harrier is 10-1. 12 to Lord Kenmare and Horse with No Name. And then 14-1. Or bigger prices for the others. You've mentioned that your best bet of the night goes here, Andy. What is it?
Yeah, I've looked to oppose Havelock Ellis on one or two of his last runs just because I thought A, he was bad value, B, he got bad draws, and I didn't think he was running over his right trip. But he managed to win here last time out when I went against him. And I quite fancy him again tonight here. I'm actually kind of reverting back to him. Johnny Levens is 5-year-old, has run a real good series of races here at Dundalk in recent times, and he's hardly ever let his supporters down through ill luck and one thing or another. He could have actually probably won more than his two races. Obviously, one of them he slipped up, but he's got a great chance here tonight. He obviously proved that he stayed a mile and a quarter really well two starts ago when he chased home my selection Charger. Back in third was Minnow Street, who's won a couple of races subsequently. It was a decent time, and every time he's run, he's posted good numbers. I think he's a fair price here at 7-2 as well, because I think the standard of this race is quite low. I don't think there's anything sexy in there, anything that's got any particular upside. He's got a good draw. He's got a fantastically good £10 claimer as well, a lad called Donna O'Connor, who shone when he rode Shukov to win by 7 lengths at the Curragh only a month ago. So everything points in the right direction for this horse to run a massive race. And at 7-2 with William Hill, I think this horse will go way, way shorter than that. He definitely looks the best bet on the card.
Okay, have a look at Ellis. Best bet on the card then at Dundalk this evening. He seems to like it there as well. Never seems to run a bad race there. And let's have a quick summary, Andy. Let's have a spin through your selections one more time.
No problem. Not a strong view in many of the races tonight, and that includes the first race. I'll go with Well Done Me, who's served me quite well in the last couple of runs. I'll go with Les Darcy from the inside, pitching the 6.45. Mickey Halford should have half a decent night here tonight, starting in the 7.15 with Great Dancer. Almost had it all in the 7.45. Looks as though she'll go well again with the first-time visor. Another one of Mickey Hilford's gets a selection in the 8.15, that's Rummaging. Gretzky, who's a model of consistency here at Dundalk, is the each-way vote in the 8.45. And the best bet on the card, once again, is Havelock Ellis in the last.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with that, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do, buddy. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.